Blog Talk Radio.
Many bumps in the road, some came in the road. Thought I was going up, then I was proven wrong. Young kings stay focused, young kings stay strong. Focus on his money, ooh, my.
You ain't gotta do none of that wild stuff no more, youngin.
Ooh, my.
Like Legos out here, we connecting, networking,
ooh, my.
Sharing, expanding, trading like it's Wall Street.
Ooh, my.
We just doing it our way, let's get it.
Ooh, my.
Yeah.
Many bumps in the road,
I had
trying to put my niggas on. Some short with the cash.
Somewhere.
Young and you ain't got work.
Got work.
Denzel title.
Can't
die for see the glory.
Right down.
Last words from a mom.
Word.
Your beats a killer like Kobe.
Mom.
Successful Negro. Possible everywhere. Abbreviate that.
Who that?
That snipe everywhere. Making moves like the army.
I'm making.
But I'm cool everywhere.
So cool.
Blow a kiss to the sky. Blood of love up there.
I love y'all.
Many bumps in a row. Some came in a row. Thought I was going up, then I was proven wrong. Young kings stay focused, young kings stay strong. Focus on his money, ooh, my.
You ain't gotta do none of that wild stuff no more, youngin.
Ooh, my.
Like Legos out here, we connecting, networking,
ooh,
building.
My.
Sharing, expanding, trading like it's Wall Street.
Ooh, my.
We just doing it our way, let's get it.
Ooh, my.
I don't do no friends, family's all I know. Took it all on chin. God know I'm a soldier. When my auntie died, Lord know that I cried. Keep a positive vibe. God know that I'm trying. Been pushed to the edge, hope I don't fall, yeah. If you need me, don't be afraid to call. Keep following your dreams. Break bread with a team. Don't forget you're king, yeah.
Many bumps in the road. Some came in a row. Thought I was going up, then I was proven wrong. Young kings stay focused, young kings stay strong. Focus on his money, ooh, my.
You ain't gotta do none of that wild stuff no more, youngin.
Ooh, my.
Like Legos out here, we connecting, networking,
ooh,
building.
Ooh, my.
Sharing, expanding, trading like it's Wall Street.
Ooh, my.
We just doing it our way, let's get it.
Ooh, my.
Yeah.
Ooh, my. My. Oh, my. Oh, my.
We talking topics, tell me how you want them.
Yeah.
Elevating minds like it's high learning.
Yeah.
Talking real talk, how your soul burning. Or how you real pressed to be motivated.
Yeah.
Give you a little knowledge like we speaking conscious. Whole team strong like you seeing monsters. Meet me at the round table where we at. Real talk round table where we at. That's where we at. Real talk round table where we at. That's where we at. Real talk round table where we at.
You are not laughing. Real.
All right. How everybody doing?
We doing good.
Real talk roundtable, where we at?
Man, we in this regular ass bitch. You know what I'm talking about? We in this regular ass bitch.
That's easy.
Three.
That's what's up. So, I don't know what kind of last week y'all had, but it was a rough one for me. Like, I went through the storm last week, and it is just going downhill. Yeah, I lost a very important cousin to me, and it is just have been rough. It's like one of those things that you just don't see coming, and it just hits you like that, and it's like, oh, man. So y'all can say your prayers, because I'm here, but I'm not here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right, you understand.
Well, my condolences, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My condolences to the whole family, you know what I'm saying? Y'all keep y'all head up, stay prayed up, you know what I'm talking about. It's going to be all right, you know what I'm saying?
I know. It's going to
be all right.
Okay, so how was your week, your birthday, Sergeant Rock?
Oh, man, you know, the birthday shenanigans, you know, I didn't really do too much this year. You know what I'm saying? I didn't throw no parties. I didn't feel like being bothered with throwing no party and all that old bullshit. So Friday, I went to the new spot, which is a club in Mobile, you know what I'm saying, for the Hood Idol Tour. You know what I'm saying? And the Hood Idol Tour is just a bunch of independent artists that get together and showcase their talent. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it went well. And then after that, I went to the strip club. I went to Cookies and Cream, and it was hot than a motherfucker in that bitch. I told my pop, I'm like, hey, man, look, it's hot as hell in this bitch. I'm finna go outside and grab some air around this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
You been shit in the hot box.
Yeah. And then Saturday night, I had musicians' appreciation from my church. You know what I'm saying? And they really did it up for me. You know what I'm saying? They did it up for us. You know what I'm saying? The singing was off the chain, and it was a good time. And then later on that night, the baby was supposed to be in concert. I don't know if the nigga it was in concert or not. You know what I'm saying? Because 1:30, 2:30, 3:00 in the morning, if you ain't on stage, I'm out that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta go home.
And it was so hot in that bitch, mother. I'm talking about it was jam-packed in that motherfucker, too. I'm talking about half the crowd went outside. It was a party in the parking lot. You know what I'm saying? Because it was just, you know what? I'm just want to say this, you know what I'm saying? All you club owners, get your ACs fixed, because it's going to be a hot summer, bro. Get your ACs fixed. If you don't get your ACs fixed, you're going to lose a shitload of money. You know what I'm saying?
So
take care of the public. You know what I'm saying? Get your ACs fixed around this ragged ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? It's real. But all in all, I had a good time, you know what I'm saying? I had the time that I expected to have, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was all good, you know what I'm saying? My boy Player Poncho, he took care of me the whole weekend. He said, Rock, don't you worry about nothing. I got it. I'm like, all right, you know what I'm saying? And it just went from there, you know what I'm saying?
That's
so shout out to Player Poncho. You know what I'm saying? JDC Records. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Boss status.
Okay.
Trill.
Okay.
That's what's happening.
For real now. Okay. So we got everybody here tonight. B-Ham, what's up, baby?
Hey, what's going on? What's up?
Wait a minute, B-Ham. This ain't like you. This ain't like you, D-Ham. You usually clunk, you know what I'm saying, when you get on the line.
Let me tell you, man. It's been a crazy.
It's been a rough shit.
It's been kind of crazy, man. I got a phone call probably Sunday night, like my homeboy got shot. Like,
no!
It's been kind of crazy. You know, so I had to deal with Mother's Day, then I had to turn around and deal with this. It's just been crazy, so yeah. I mean, I'm hyped. I'm here, but I might not be just too hyped for y'all tonight.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Man, it's too much killing. It's too much killing going on, man.
Too much
y'all
of
put
that.
Them guns
yeah,
down, man.
Real.
Y'all put them guns
real.
Fucking down, bro. You don't want to shoot no goddamn body. Put the fucking gun away, man. God damn.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah. Okay, God, hey, Rue, you in
the
building?
Yeah, these fools out here don't mind shooting.
Right. Mm. Fools everywhere. Hey, did y'all see Alabama is off the chain right now. We had a dude here that got into a shootout with the police. And, like, he shot police. He killed one police. And I was surprised, but he made it to custody alive. You know what I mean? Because... I really was surprised that it was a white male. I'm going to be honest. Because I think, like, somebody busting back at the police, oh, they must be the made one of them mad. But it wasn't
right.
us.
Right.
Hey,
it
but,
wasn't us.
They thought of it, too, I guess,
Yeah. It wasn't us. Because,
you know, white folks do shit like that. White folks shoot back at the police and at the sheriff
and
the National Guard. White folks do shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't
know,
us.
Huh?
You already know.
It wasn't us.
I know.
It wasn't us. We ain't do it.
Okay. The guy, hey, Ru, you here? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm here.
Okay, that's what's up. We taking roles, huh? Smack you in the building, baby.
You already know, man. I'm here. You already know. What's happening?
Okay.
This niggity neck neck in the building.
What's up? I am in the building ready. I didn't know if I was going to make it, y'all, because my daughter had a band concert, and these schools be having concerts at 8 or 9 o'clock. I'm like, why do we have to wait all day to have a concert? We ain't got nothing to do besides, I mean, I ain't trying to be funny. I love my daughter's activities. Don't get me wrong. But then, like,
right.
They talking about 8 o'clock. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Why can't we start this shit at, like, 6:30? So I'm trying
right.
to go here, take care of this, listen to this, trying to make it home in time, but I am in the building. I have made it. I have arrived, and I am ready.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, you guys. Now, this was something that I glanced across on the internet, and I said that we would talk about it because it's just something that's really on somebody is trying to put on the table. And North Carolina sex assault law is under scrutiny. And it is because they have proposed this crazy bill, y'all. It says once the sex act has begun, you cannot withdraw consent. And then it says that the state lawmakers are considering this bill that would change the criteria for consent. Now, I'm trying to figure out how you do that. How you change the criteria
right.
for consent?
You can't.
Are you going
right.
to consent another
right.
definition? Like, I'm trying to figure out how that works.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so this is what's on the floor tonight, and I don't think it's going to pass, no way, but because it makes no sense. So you're basically giving somebody permission to rape, but I'll speak on that
right.
later.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
we'll start with D-Hale. What you think about that now?
Oh man, that's crazy. Like
mm-hmm.
you can't. There is no consent to if somebody say stop shit, you better stop. I don't give a damn. Shit, I ain't going for it.
Right.
Somebody say stop, man. I heard
why?
Stop, man. Okay, hey, I don't care. How far deep into it we going? Stop. Oh, okay. Let me pause for the call. See what the problem
yeah,
right. is.
I know.
What's going on?
Real.
What's up?
For real, for real.
You're freaking me out. First you with it, and then that'll scare me. I'm like, wait a minute, you with it, and then all of a sudden you just, no, something wrong with you. I'm finna go. I'm
gone.
Why? I'm finna get me caught up.
Out the door.
Right. I do not like jail like that. That's some
environment
right. type stuff. You know, got these females out here that love that. They want that law to pass. Ooh, you know, I'm finna use that immediately.
Wow.
With that.
Crazy.
I ain't with
you, y'all. Okay, all right. Snipe, you with it or you not with it?
Man, you know.
I'm not with that at all.
You supposed to do it. I'm definitely not with it. You already know. Like, you better stop because, you know what I'm saying, because it's going to lead to other stuff. And jail, I definitely don't like that. I need to be free. You hear me? Shit.
I'm playing
them games around here. This shit crazy. You know what I'm saying? These people just come up with anything and just think we supposed to go for it. I don't really think that's going to fly with nobody. And if it does, you fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, that's real.
Absolutely.
For real.
Okay. Miss Nat, what's your thoughts?
Hell no. They tripping. You know what I'm saying? Every time we turn around, it's something else these lawmakers mm-hmm. are trying to propose. But my thing is, like, just giving a quick example. So say I'm having sex, we're having vaginal sex, everything is good, I'm happy with it. Say the dude be like, ooh, you wanna do anal sex? I'm like, no, I ain't with
right.
it.
Right.
So if
right.
So because I said no, and he forces it on me, then at that point it's not rape. That
right.
is rape. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. At any given time when I'm having a sexual encounter, that doesn't mean that I'm consenting to all sexual acts. Sex is just not vaginal sex. Sex is
right.
oral
right.
sex, vaginal,
right.
anal, whatever the case is.
Right.
So at any given time, if I don't want to do it and I say no, that's where you stop, period.
Right.
There is exactly. no gray area to that at all whatsoever. So it's just straight bullshit to me.
It's exactly
right.
what it is.
For real, it is.
All right.
Yeah.
The guy, hey, Ru, what do you think?
I mean, you know, at the end of the day, man, it's like, you know, a woman got a right to say no at any time, you know what I'm saying? Rather you done paid for dinner, did everything, you know, you got your condom on, you standing there, she changed your mind. That's part of the game, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, basically what they trying to say is that if a dude is humping, you know what I'm saying, and he just about to come and he keep going, that she can't be saying like, oh, I told him to stop. I told him to stop, because it's a lot of situations. It's a lot of confusing situations out there. And I don't think nobody should be trying to add or change no laws till they clean up some of the shit they got. You know, North Carolina still got
right.
sodomy. You can't even get head. That's like sodomy out there. You can't give head. That's
right.
sodomy.
Right.
What?
Right.
For
real.
They got all kind of shit on their books that ain't cleared up and clarified right now. So you
God
know, it's
damn,
like,
you can't give it.
Right. I ain't know that.
Right.
I didn't know
damn.
That. You can't commit.
Oh,
to
give my, if I want to give my wife head, I can't give it to her. You mean tell me I'm going to go to jail because I'm going to give my wife some head? Man, get the fuck out of here.
What kind of shit is
this? Listen, bro. Go online after the show,
yeah,
and look up sodomy in the different states, man.
Uh-huh.
It's
man.
Some
wow.
places, man. You know they got some crazy ass laws. You know it's some states,
mm-hmm.
man. I think Arizona or one of them. You can't take a bath and wash your clothes the same day. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Like it's laws,
hold
man.
On,
in the,
hold on.
In the
hold on.
So what I'm trying to do?
Well, damn. Damn.
I mean, I just get mad. A woman got a right to her body, man. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's abortion or sex or whatever, same thing. I feel like the same thing applies, man. If you use too much teeth on my Johnson and I'm telling you to stop, then you need to stop.
Just
you know what I mean?
Right.
Stop. It's like that's too much teeth and shit, skin coming off.
Right.
Some of y'all ain't got that dental work. You know what I mean? It's like that feeling got a chip in it. You cutting me, scratching me and shit. That old cheap old tongue ring got a chip in it. You know what I'm saying? Shit going on.
Oh, God.
Just stop.
Not the tongue
know.
Ring.
Yeah, if you're on top and the condom come off and I say stop, get off. I ain't paying you no child support. Get your ass off when you get punched in the face. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. But, I mean, not to make light of the subject. I just think it's ridiculous,
right.
man. I think it's indicative, man, of this Trump era where all these laws, man, that we think it is, you know what I'm saying, like impossible, is constantly being turned back, man. The rights of women, the rights of minorities, man. It's like a lot of stuff y'all might not be aware of, man. Once upon a time, man, you know, the marriage thing was like something that meant something. They sending people
yeah,
back,
right.
man, that's married and all kinds of shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like women actually
right.
leaving the country. And it's not just Mexico. It's Africa, all different places all over the world. Women is having to leave with a whole family, like 3-4 kids. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
If people is doing the right shit, these laws is not just affecting them. They're affecting, like, everybody. So, you know,
right.
it's like, man, you know, think about this next coming up election, man. Who you want to vote for your city councilman, for your you know, for your little local offices, for the little small thing, for the judges. You know, y'all, we
mm-hmm.
vote for judges. Vote, you know,
mm-hmm.
go out and vote.
Right.
You know, we don't have to worry about a lot of this stuff, man. Go out and vote, man. Let the community reflect the community values, because that's what they always saying, even when you on a website. According to community value, this violates because the chick got a thigh showing. So if that's not the community values, then vote and let them know.
Right.
We don't care. Walk
right.
down the street with our ass cheeks hanging out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's not our community values.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like that's what y'all got to do. Y'all got to get out and vote, man. You know, that's the only way y'all going to change that, because somebody going to keep throwing this bullshit out there, man. You know, Trump got away with all them little rape charges, so, you know, he probably want to change the law somewhere.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Real.
Right. Okay.
All right,
DJ Sergeant Rock, what you think?
Man, I think it's all a trap. You know what I'm saying? I think it's all a trap. You know what I'm saying? The trap, the woman into... You know what I'm saying? Because she's already trapped already. You know what I'm saying? Because she's consenting to sex. You know what I'm saying? So they're not monitoring how much of the sex a person can have. And I think it's a trap because you trap the woman into getting pregnant. All right, let's say she don't want it. You know what I'm saying? The male still will want the baby. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, shit. Man, look, it's all a trap. You know what I'm saying? I think they tried to get some more child support money out of these brothers. They're trying to get some more child support money. You know what I'm saying? They lacking in their funds somewhere. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But it's all a trap, and I'm not with this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not with it. You know what I'm saying? Emphatically, I say no.
Okay. That's a
trap.
It's a trap.
It's
entrapment. Okay, you guys. Hold your thoughts right there for 1 second. We're gonna take a break. We got a call on the line. We're gonna come back. We're gonna get you. I see you 567, and we're gonna take a break right here. We're gonna come back. So you guys ain't going nowhere. Hold on tight.
Hey, Thirst. Can I try out a few Coke Summer sound effects on you? Cool. You okay with this? And this? And what about this? Ha! Gotcha there, Thirst! That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
All right, you guys, we got our caller here on the line, and we have her last 4 digits, 3997. Who do we have?
What's up, this Lynette Parks?
What's going on, Lynette?
Not much. What's going on?
What's happening, baby?
Hey,
what's shaking?
I wanted to weigh in on the topic today.
Okay. Okay.
All
right. Yeah, that's crazy to me. Like, for them to try to take away something that's supposed to be put in place to help protect women and our rights.
Right. So, like, how do you feel about them saying they can change the criteria of consent? Like, how do you propose they could do something like that?
I mean, you could, like, to me, I feel like, if it's not broken, don't try to fix it. Like, to me, I feel like those are put in place for a reason, to protect us. You can't, you know, at the end of the day, it would be considered still rape. Like, if somebody, you know, is having sex with someone and they tell them to stop, no means no at the end of the day.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That is right.
I agree completely. And thank you for calling in and weighing in on the topic. Is there any shout out that you want to give while I got you here on the line?
I'd like to give a shout out to everybody back home in Toledo, Ohio, and people in West Virginia, and all our family.
That's me.
Uh-oh.
West Virginia. That's where I'm at. Thank you, Boo, for the shout out.
Okay. You too. What's going on with that? All right, y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Congratulations on your new show and everything. I'm going to keep listening.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You welcome.
So
have
sweet.
A blessed one.
You too. That's what's up. This is all love. I appreciate that.
She's
this
so
is
sweet.
Everything.
She
I know
so
it, right?
Sweet.
We love when we get callers. Yeah, you got to press the one button and get in on these topics because it's real. I just think it's crazy. I think that's the craziest thing I've ever heard about. It just makes me wonder, what is the next dumb thing that y'all gonna do? When y'all gonna do something that makes some sense?
No, they tried to pass a law also that wanted you to blow into a breathalyzer in order to consent to sex. They wanted you to sign a form in order to consent to sex. I mean, they done been playing around, man, with, you know, how you can give in for, like, for a minute now. So, you know, they constantly trying to be invading your house, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They all up in your joint trying to tell you how to live, man, what to eat, what not to eat, where you can smoke, where you can't smoke, what you can do, what you can't do. So it's invasion, man, you know. But, hey, just for a quick minute, man, you know, because I saw this on the news today, man. I felt like, you know, it's relevant that we shout out that brother, Robert F. Smith, you know what I'm saying, who paid all them, who paid college, y'all. He got to do that, man. It was some luck.
Absolutely.
Did y'all see Oprah's response?
She checked their ass quick too. Like, listen, I done sent all kinds of people through college. Don't try to check me like I ain't giving them no damn money to no college.
Right.
To no college money.
Hey,
like
that's real shit. Now.
Right. That's right.
That's real shit.
Yeah, she just
a dollar around too.
Fucking school in Africa.
She didn't have to explain that, but I'm glad she did. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't know that, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of shit a lot of people don't know, you know what I'm saying? You know, the government is trying to hide shit, you know what I'm saying? And shit, it's time to come out the closet now, government.
It's not even the
government
trying to hide nothing. People just doing shit out of the love, man. They not trying to look for no accolades or nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? People doing stuff. And if you keep stuff quiet, you could do it for more people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if you got a nice job or you're doing good in your neighborhood and you like sliding a few dollars over here and there, helping a couple of people out with their rent or their gas bill or something, that's a little secret thing you're doing. You could do that for a lot of people. The minute you tell people, then here come Tanya with her titties out talking about her bill due. With his shirt off, chest poked out, talking about, man, you got it like that, help a brother out, shit like that. So you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, people do stuff, man, the way they do it, man, it helps a lot of people. And I just think it's a beautiful thing. A lot of rappers, man, you got, you know, the boys sent a bunch of people through college, man, then they didn't even want to let him sing a song. You know what I'm saying?
What?
So, it's like it's crazy, man. You know, but I just want to salute that brother, man. Take a pause and salute that brother, man, and say, you know, hey, man, that's giving back for real, for real.
Yeah.
Right on.
True.
He did that.
I got to say something real quick. I did not realize until now that was my cousin who called. I was just trying to figure out why they say Toledo and West Virginia. So shout out to my cousin Keisha. I'm so sorry, girl. I did not realize. She can text me like, hey, cousin. Listen, I love you and thank you for the support and thank you for calling. I want to definitely put that out there.
Yeah, she's sitting in her car right now to talk about it. Bitch, don't wear Hollywood on me and shit. That's how they do it. You know what I'm saying? Don't be texting me talking about, do I got no blunt wraps tomorrow?
I love you, cuz. I love you, dearie. You know
weak,
I'm never
going to. I am weak.
Oh, man.
I swear. Y'all are men. Okay.
God,
moving right along. On a lighter note, okay, would you guys consider taking your girlfriend, boyfriend to a nightclub with you, like on a date? So, I want to know.
It depends on what kind of club it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to take my girl. You know what I'm saying? That I think is nice and beautiful and all that shit. I'm not going to take her to a ratchet club. You know what I'm saying? That defeats the purpose of me getting some pussy at the end of the night. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For real. I refuse. It all depends on what type of nightclub it is. Now, if it's a nice club or a bar or some shit, you know what I'm saying? It, you know, got a nice atmosphere, you know, we can cool out and chill. I'm with that. But will I bring her to a ratchet ghetto club? Nah.
Negative.
Nope.
It's not happening.
Emphatically, no.
Okay. All right. Let's see. D Ham, would you take yours to a nightclub?
I don't know, man. I might get in trouble.
Oh, God, there you go.
Really?
Ain't be doing shit like that, man, you know. That's like crossing the line a little bit. Like, can't be going that far. We can do a whole lot of other stuff, but nah. Hey, we ain't doing that with good then. Every time I look too, I stay looking too far one way, sure, it's over with. Who you looking at?
Goddamn.
Looking at the ball, man. I was trying to see if the ball full, man. Like, yeah.
Well, goddamn.
Nah, man. I mean, it's I don't know, man. You know, it's like, I guess if that's y'all thing, like, you know, clubbing really ain't my thing. No more. No, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather, I mean, you said a date. To me, a club is not a place to go on a date. Not a date.
Mm-hmm.
To me, you know, because
right.
It ain't going to be about us. I guarantee you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be about the
club.
It's going to be about the club.
Be in the club. I mean, so if I walk away, or you walk away, I guarantee you somebody, I guarantee you if the man walk away from his woman, somebody, can I buy you a drink? Immediately, can I buy you a drink? Even though I see you come in with this nigga, can I still buy you a drink?
Yep.
Females,
right.
They ain't no better. They see you with
right.
a chick, that make them want you move.
Oh,
right. She came in with this nigga, like, my nigga, I had to walk in before him. Like, you know, you got some chick, they walk in before they niggas. You go in
mm-hmm.
first, then I'm going to come in behind. Now, they see somebody walking in together, oh, man, they want that. So
right.
they going to shoot their shot. Now, they going to try to shoot their shot. They going to send their hints out there. They ain't going to shoot their shot. They going to send a hint out there. Do something freaky, something on the dance floor to just, why did you do that move? You know what I'm saying? Type of thing. Like, why did she just do that right there? I mean, like... That's why I say, man, you know, nah, let's go to the movies. Let's go sit down in the movies. Let's go to Applebee's, TJF, or fucking Razzoo. Let's go do something like that, man. That's the
fuck. Oh, man.
I'm very annoyed.
Not even a strip club. That's a death trap, I'm telling you.
So,
oh, you enjoying that lap dance too much. You can't enjoy
hey,
your lap dance.
Hey,
and she
look,
got
I,
it for you. You can't
I'll never take. I'll never take a girl to a strip club. I don't give a fuck how old this bitch is. I'm not taking nobody to no strip club because I am
not in the business.
I'm not in the business.
Throwing money away.
Throwing money away. I'm not in the business.
I'm telling you.
Well, you listen, Rock. We're not talking about throwing money away,
hey.
Bro. We talking about going on a date. That's what we're not talking about.
Well,
you throwing
exactly.
money away anyway because you're going
you
on,
go
a date,
on a date.
It don't matter
go
where
date,
you go. You can go
club,
throw some money
hold
away.
Hold on. No, wait. If you go on a date to a strip club, you and that female you with is aiming to throw some money, man. You don't take no girl on no date to no damn strip club. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
like, come
hey.
On, man.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you, but I'm saying you still throwing money away. If you go out to eat, if you let her pick where y'all going to eat, brother, you going to the most expensive restaurant she can motherfucking find on Google.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Wow. The plate's going to be anywhere from $50 to $75 plates. Nigga, we talking about a plate. I'm paying for a plate. $75. What? No, what? A plate? Let's stay at home and cook you a meal. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm just saying, bro, we talking about
going on. I mean, like I said, I wouldn't take a not to the strip club or a club. I just that's not my idea of a date. But right. for these young people that love to do it, like we're going to go out, but we're gonna go to the club. Like, okay, that ain't gonna work. I'm just saying, I'm gonna let somebody else talk, but that ain't gonna work.
No.
Wow.
Have mercy. Okay. Ms. Nett, what you think?
As a date, no. But as a night out, oh yeah. Like me and my ex, you know, we used to go out all the time. I mean, go to strip clubs. I mean, we go out to the club, but with that being said, you know, you have to. It really depends on who you dealing with, because if you're dealing with two insecure people, that ain't never gonna fly. Because as soon as you get up in there, somebody gonna have an issue with who looking at you. Mm-hmm. They looking at you too hard. Who is that? And so it just really depends on who you with. But I'm so secure with my
girl. I'm gonna take you to the strip club.
But let me tell you why I'm cool with it. Because at the end of the day, you know, it's like you when it comes to strip clubs per se, you see naked bitches all day. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can turn on TV and see somebody naked. You know what I'm saying? So to me, it's not really no big deal. Now, do I want my man in the strip club every night? Hell nah. But as far as turning up, I'd be like, hell yeah, let's go. Shit, I ain't got no problem with it. But now with all that being said, though, if we go, I'm going to let him know, and I'm talking about the strip club, just the regular club, I'm not jealous, but I am territorial. So you need to understand that when we get up in this club, ain't nobody going to be up in your face, because I ain't dealing with that. They better say hi, bye, and keep it.
Nope, can't go to the club with
you.
Can't go to the club.
We go to the club, you my sister. That's period. We brother and sister. The only way we can go to the club, brother and sister. Brother and sister mentality.
Oh, man.
You know, a lot of people just tend to try to be cute and do too much, you know what I'm saying? You ain't going to do all that when I'm out with my man. You got to learn how to respect boundaries. But I'm cool with it, though. Not as a date, but going out, yeah.
I took my husband. Now, we used to go to the strip club every now and then. But I took him one time, and it might have been his birthday or something we went. But anyway, I paid for a lap dance, okay?
Right.
Now, I'm sitting there. She knows we married, and she knows we together. She decides that she's not only going to do a dance, but she's going to whisper and put her tongue in his ear. And when she did that, she had crossed the line.
They're saying, can't do it.
She had to feel my disrespect at that point.
But up until then, we were having fun going.
You know, but after then, I was like, oh, no, they doing too much at this strip club. We will not be back. So, it just depends on the person, like you say.
It does. Mm-hmm. It does. And honestly, you know, I feel like if you got a good man and he ain't on no other stuff, I feel like, shit, the worst that's going to happen is that I might learn something. You know what I'm saying? We can take back to the motherfucking bedroom. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But I don't really have, you know, it really all depends on what type of partner you have. You know what I mean? And what the dynamic of y'all's relationship really is. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't do that shit with everybody.
That's true.
Yep, that is true.
Okay, the guy, hey, Ru, would you be stepping out to the club or what?
You know, I mean, it depends. I'm down for doing whatever. You feel what I'm saying? It's like if we feel like going to the club, we go to the club. I'm a different type of nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's like I don't trip on who trying to get the number. I don't trip on who wants to dance. I don't trip on none of that shit, because at the end of the day, she ain't with me 24/7. So if she going to give a nigga a number, she going to give a nigga a number. I don't even worry about that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? And plus, if we going out, we going out to have a good time. So it's like, man, I might not want to dance to that twerky song, but your hips might get to moving, so go dance.
Right.
I'm going to stand by the bar, you know, sip on my water because I don't drink, shoot, snort, smoke, or pop, you know what I'm saying, and let you do your thing. Right. Shake your ass. You want to be all up on Rollo or Rolanda or whoever the fuck you want to dance with. Yourself, man. Do your thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't care, man. I'm going to stand there and I'm going to watch. And it's like, man, you know, I like that. Me personally, I like that. I like that flirty shit. I like that going out, man, flirting. We can have a contest. We can see who can get the most numbers. We can do whatever. See what I'm saying?
Right.
Really? Because I don't do that. I ain't no, you know, I ain't no jealous type of cat anyway. You dig what
right.
I'm saying? I prefer bisexual women. Personally,
oh,
because we might be going to the, we might be going to the club to pick up
shit.
Another woman, or keep
okay.
it all running. I might take a chick to the club to drop her off, like you know, find you somebody else. Like this is a big
oh,
ocean,
really?
Find you another
wow.
person, some shit like that.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
hey,
oh, God,
yeah.
God, hey, Rue, you getting freaky deaky in this bitch.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm keeping it 100, man. It's 2019, man. Finna be 2020. Motherfuckers still slapping ass and pulling hair and calling themselves freaks, man. That shit played out, man. That's like
man,
2000. Do it shit.
Man.
You dig what I'm saying?
That's for the babies. That's for the babies. That's for the babies.
I got a closet full of toys and whips and chains and. You know,
yeah.
A bus song.
Yeah.
Go on the end of
damn,
you
got the whole.
Know,
we got the whole.
It's
word.
Like you know, if I can't choke you, then I don't even want to go out with you.
Well, God damn.
So
well,
just keep it in that's what I do. As far as the strip
hey.
Club, I don't. I'm not anti stripper, but I'm anti strip club. See, I make it rain at the house, and I get groceries, and it's sex in the champagne room. You know what I'm saying?
That's
100.
Okay.
You know, that's 100. I'll bite
okay.
over a baby girl and her
right
friend,
on,
and
real,
I sit there and make it rain. And when we finish doing what we doing, I take the bathroom out there and get all that money up. You know what I'm saying? Get all that money up, man. You know, this just a show.
God,
you know, just a show. We just, you know, make it rain.
God,
and then,
you know,
man, man, then being that
freaky
motherfucker deaky. Doing my thing. You know, and then I'm going to take y'all out to eat a good breakfast in the morning. We're going to have a good breakfast in the morning. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to spend some of that money. You know, we might even go shopping a little bit. I ain't no stingy nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't
right.
be tripping off of that. But I ain't, you know,
right.
I ain't one of them old splurging ass niggas. Like, man, I don't understand that. If you caught up in, you know what I'm saying, the designer daydream, then that's on you. Because I'm going to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
If your shoes cost $300 and shit, them motherfuckers better have rocket packs on them motherfuckers or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I keep it 100, man. You know what I'm saying? The only time I'm talking about Gucci is the slang, and I'm saying it's good. You dig what I'm saying? I'm like,
right.
man, hey, I don't play all that shit. You feel me? I don't fuck with the Jordans. I don't fuck with none of that bullshit. I'm
yep.
a regular old nigga, man, that, you know, I like jeans and regular shit. All them old designer
right.
shit is French cut
mm-hmm.
anyway, designed for women.
Right.
I ain't just playing niggas.
Right.
Look at
that's
the
right.
of
yep.
jeans. I know a little bit about tailoring and shit. Them shits is French cut. They made for women. That's why the zip in the front so small. I can't
right,
fuck with them shit,
right,
man.
Right,
got,
real.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, I'm telling you, man, motherfuckers don't be knowing. They sissifying these niggas. You
right.
know, telling them it's fashion.
Right.
It's style. You know, that's
right.
what we wearing
right.
out here. I ain't wearing none of that shit. I'm sitting in my house naked in the motherfucker and chilling.
Okay.
I think I own
three
draws. I just put them motherfuckers on if I gotta go see a doctor or something.
I cannot, man.
You said two pair of drawers, man. God damn.
I tell you, I put a pair on to go see the doctor, and I put a pair on when I go to court just in case I get arrested. I don't want to be in that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I cannot.
Hey. I don't wear no drawers, man. I'll be free balling like a motherfucker, man. I'll stay.
Oh,
man,
oh, my God.
Oh,
I just
shit.
Think.
I can't, man.
No. I just can't. Man.
Oh, my God.
I'm just keeping it on.
Oh,
all right, Snipe, are you going to the Clan Snipe or what?
Oh, man, listen. Like a first timer, nah, I cannot take you to no club. You know what I'm saying? Because I know I done had these experiences of, you know, I might go to the bathroom, you know, because I got to piss and I got to come back. And just because I turn my head to a bar and I'm trying to look at the drinks, you look at me like I'm crazy looking at somebody else. So I'm not taking no girl to no fucking club. We're going to go do some other shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The first timers. But if I know you and I fuck with you real hard, shit, we can plan the date to fucking heaven if we can make it. God damn it, we can go everywhere around this. Look, we go to the goddamn club with a motto and say, like, shit, we ain't spending shit, but hey, we can get drunk and just look at these bitches for free while these dumbass niggas spending all that bread in here. You see what I'm
saying? Right.
Right.
Nah, I can't do that, man. I ain't gonna go to strip club and not. That's like Nick going out to dinner and not leaving the tip, man. I just can't do that. Make me feel kind of funny, man. I ain't gonna sit up there. Baby girl working hard, back all blowed out and shit. She getting the credit card shot. She probably got 3 kids and shit. You know, I'm a fool, man. That's why I don't go. I know me. I ain't gonna go. I can't. She gonna look at me. Them titties popping up and down and shit. She talking. You see, I'm working. I'm sweating and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't like stripper money. That shit be like all kind of fluids and shit all over that shit.
Oh God.
I'm just keeping
it
running, though.
Too
man. You don't go to strip club. You know, and don't throw no money, man. That's just not right, man. You don't
right. Shit, you ain't gonna be in the strip club long.
Man, look,
you ain't gonna be in the strip club long if you don't throw no money.
Look.
You are not going to be in that bitch long. Them bouncers gonna bounce your ass, the fuck up out there, bitch, because you ain't front L coin.
You a DJ, how you feel a motherfucker come to your show and just standing there looking at you? Everybody dance.
Everybody
dance. And you start firing some shots at some feet or something. Somebody gonna move something around this motherfucker.
Right,
you know,
right.
That's how I go, man. You don't just go there, man. I mean, motherfucker throw peanuts at the monkeys in the zoo, man. You can't. You got to throw a couple of dollars at them hoes, man. They up in there, man. You know.
Trill.
Don't do that. That ain't nice, man. That ain't nice.
Hey,
strippers need love too. You know,
yeah,
I don't go though. I don't go to no strippers. I ain't going.
Okay, you guys, I want to just ask you, I hope I'm not stepping on your toes tonight, but I did see this, and I wanted to say something about it. Magic Johnson left the team, so. They've been kind of firing at Magic a little bit about it. So what did you guys think when you first heard that he had walked away?
L.A., you know, L.A. to me, they always want L.A. to be great. You see what I'm saying? And now they ain't great. So somebody got to be the fall guy. So Magic probably was the fall guy at first because he wanted to take, you know, leadership and all this to get players and all this shit. So, hell, they might have said, shit, nah, you can't get such and such. They've been trying to get a lot of fucking people. I'll leave that bitch, too. You see what I'm saying? I'm just, fuck y'all. I go somewhere else. Shit.
Right.
They can fire at them. Fire at me, shit. I left, so what? This team still
okay.
Sucked. Y'all still been stuck.
Right. Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
And he actually left because the commissioner changed the rules, you know what I'm saying, about, you know, the players are the players. And the commissioner tried to make a rule that, you know, the upper level can't talk to the players. And Magic felt like, well, that's just disrespectful, you know what I'm saying, because I want to try to help groom these men. I want to try to help lead these men in the right direction, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I applaud Magic for leaving, you know what I'm saying, because,
right.
You know, they ain't want him no way. They ain't want him no way, You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They just had them there, you know what I'm saying, like you said, you know what I'm saying, for clout. You know what I'm saying? They just had them there for clout. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
For real. But, and he was making a difference in them ball players' lives. You know what I'm saying? He was making a real big difference. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, L.A. could be great all they want, but they're getting their ass whipped right now.
Right.
Well, okay, you got another game. I had ran across a little bit of clip. I'm just going to play just a little bit because I don't want to get nobody, I don't want to get myself in trouble. But this was a little bit of a clip from First Take because they was really coming at Magic, and I just wanted you guys to get a little bit of his response. So we're going to listen to a little bit of what Magic had to say.
I respect LeBron for what he's just said, you know, and I love LeBron. I love his family, what he's done for the Laker organization, what he did for me as the president of the Laker organization. But sometimes as a man, you have to make decisions based on your well-being, right? And I made that decision based on me and my own happiness. And so I could have done it a different way. Yes, he's right. But I did it my way. And that doesn't take anything away from our relationship or how I feel about LeBron. But sometimes as a man or a woman, you got to make decisions based on your own happiness. And sometimes you just got to go out and do your thing. And that's what I did.
But Magic, he was talking about the way you did it. Do you have any regrets about the way you did it?
No. I'm not a regretful guy.
If you could do it again, would you have done it any differently?
Max, I'm not a regretful person. I stick to my guns. Listen, this was not I just woke up and said, oh, I'm going to leave the Lakers. This was building up.
If someone had done that to you when you were in your prime or when you were even an older player, if they had recruited you to a team and their pitch really was part of the reason and then left without informing you first, you learned through the media, how would you feel about it?
No kind of way. I'm not that guy.
Okay.
I'm not that person. You know, Pat Riley left. Right? And we cried together. But he had already made up his mind he was leaving. Right? So, but I love Pat Riley. You know, that's my man. And I will always love him, one of my best friends. But he made a decision for himself, and that was great.
Rob Pelinka was cool.
Okay, so what y'all think?
Look, man, I'm going to say this real fast. Man, fuck Rob Brown crying ass. When that motherfucker left Cleveland, motherfucker didn't tell nobody shit. He took his bitch on, ass on. He the last motherfucker should be talking about how you do something, man. Motherfucker, man, his motherfucking hair plugs must be growing backwards or something, man. Nigga done lost his mind, man. They spent all that money to bring y'all out there, and you didn't produce no results or nothing. What the fuck wrong with you, man? I'd have left, too. Brought your bitch ass down here, man.
Magic Johnson is leaving, man. You know, all that what y'all saying, that's right, but the man fucked up. You went and got the best player in the planet, right? You thinking getting the best player on the planet for to make your team the Lakers again. They ain't been the Lakers in years. That has not been the Showtime Lakers in years.
Right.
They ain't been relevant. They ain't been relevant at all. So now Magic, the man, it was smart. Let me go get the best player in the world. Who wouldn't want to get LeBron James? I mean, I'm not a LeBron fan by far. I'm not a LeBron fan at all. But I respect that man game. That man is a beast on that court. Can't nobody mess with him. We all know this. So I'm gonna get this player. Boom. I know this man finna take us to the playoffs because every team he done been on, they done went to the playoffs. Every year he done been in the league, this man done been in the playoffs. All of a sudden, I get over here in L.A.
Now
I'm in L.A.
Okay.
Now I'm where the big stars at. But I ain't got nobody.
Right.
Who do I got?
Right.
It's just me. Oh, we got Rondo. He can't stay healthy. Oh, let's go get Anthony Davis. So we're going to trade half our team. Oh, y'all finna go. We don't give a damn about y'all for one player. How that's going to make these people feel? Hey, I'm going to keep playing for y'all because I want my money. But fuck y'all. Just like y'all saying, fuck me. You could have traded me and four other players for one nigga? And Anthony Davis is better than all the people that they was trading for by far. We understand that too. But how that make your players feel? And then
talking about
the
all that. I'm talking about
to,
that bitch-ass nigga made that statement after what he did. He the last motherfucker got a right to make
he
that
is.
Statement.
But he made the same statement about Kevin Durant, though. They made the same statement about Kevin Durant. I mean, LeBron is the wrong person to comment on what Magic did.
Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, he is.
Somebody else could have said
something.
But
I'm telling you why Magic left. That's all I'm talking about. We're talking about why Magic left.
Magic don't play basketball.
His plan failed. His plan failed. That's all. You know what? I don't want it to fall back on me, so I'm going to step the fuck away from this situation. Maybe go, I love L.A., but I'm going to go.
Don't fall back on him, man. Basketball is a team sport, man. Basketball
right.
team sport.
They going to find somebody.
When the
chemistry don't work, they going to find somebody for it to fall back on. They ain't going to make it fall on LeBron. Okay, they're going to make it fall on Walton. Okay, who after Walton, they're going to go up here to Magic because you put this team together. This is the team you said
okay.
is going to take us to the promised land.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you losing, they always look for somebody to point the finger to. Boom,
right.
Magic said, I'm eliminating
right.
myself before they get a chance to point the finger to me. Let me get up out of here. Nobody care about
they
what LeBron talking
time,
about.
Though.
LeBron, like you said, LeBron don't got the right to say nothing, so nobody really gives a shit what LeBron says. Because,
right.
bro, you did the same thing. Even worse. You left your hometown, bro. Like, come on, let's get on somewhere.
For real.
Now, you know, I'm going to speak on it because, you know, Magic played for L.A. You got to think of this. He played for L.A. You know, the last rising of L.A. was Kobe. So people forgot about when Kobe left, he nigga came in with no team at all whatsoever. He tried to build the team up, getting them, you know, straight. But you got other people above you now that has to tell you make these decisions to where, like, shit, let me bring in such and such. Tried to bring in Paul George. Couldn't do it. Another nigga, no, you can't do that. Let's go get LeBron. Okay, so with LeBron coming in, shit, you think, like, shit, he going to get more help. Where the help at? It's just these young players that ain't been no experience. Every team LeBron been on had experience in something. These are young guys, so trying to groom them, and you got somebody above you telling you no when you're trying to make decisions. Shit, LeBron, look, I'm sorry, homeboy. I'm out. I'll let you know about this shit later, but you're going to see later what I'm talking about. You see what I'm saying?
Man, the problem is with sports, man, this motherfucker, this microwave-ass society we live in now, motherfuckers ain't in the team building. They want instant results. You don't get no results
right,
this one season, we out of here,
yep.
man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
I said, these young dudes, man, they going to college, staying 1 year, man, coming out, man, and ain't even lasting in the NBA. Find themselves in Czechoslovakia.
Nope.
That motherfucker
right.
there, man, playing bitch riding and shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Get you a college education, nigga. You ain't that good because a motherfucker highlighted you on two plays on ESPN4. You think, you know what I'm saying? I'm ready to go out.
You see what I'm saying?
But at the end of the day, it's a business, man. At the end of the day, it's
business.
Business.
That's all it is.
It's not personal no more, man. It's not personal. Motherfuckers is in Cleveland chilling, and motherfuckers don't even get on the bus, man. We trade. Don't even get on the bus. We trade.
Okay.
Just stay
right.
on here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not no. It ain't no personal shit in there no more. Ain't no real feelings. The friends that's in that shit is friends off the court, and it ain't got nothing to do with basketball. Because motherfuckers is falling out. Man, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucking Shaq and Kobe won a championship and fell out over the summer.
Right.
This shit is a business, man. It's a business.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, man, what's best for me and my family, what's economically a sound decision to make. LeBron know that. That's why I'm tripping off all the same. He's trying to act like he's an emotional nigga. I'm an emotional nigga.
Well,
he's
wrong.
Like
that man, I made up his mind,
and
it's over with.
That nigga
finna
go somewhere to pick. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go somewhere too, man. Only reason
okay,
that
you guys,
I'm
sorry, go ahead. Okay, now I'm gonna say nothing no more. Okay, we're gonna pause right here. All right, we're gonna come back, and D Ham is gonna give us a name that verse. So you guys don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Biggie bag, huh?
It's new from Wendy's. It's everything you ever wanted for just $5.
Everything I ever wanted?
Wendy's bacon double stack, 4 nuggets, fries, a drink, and the spelling bee medal you lost in second grade because you couldn't spell soliloquy.
It really is everything I ever wanted.
Get a bacon double stack with a quarter pound of fresh beef, nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Wendy's Biggie Bag is everything you ever wanted.
Sorry, I'm going to need all that back.
Really?
It is nice.
Yeah, but are we a van family?
Are we a van family? Of course you are.
The van just talks.
Sales guy, give me your foot. Is it magic? No, it's a Pacifica. Come on in. Allow me to do a little self-promotion. Check out all these features that I got up in here.
It also comes in a hybrid.
Yo, what's up? Van life. You know you want it. What are you waiting for? Let's get on the road.
But does it ever shut up?
Get me off the lot, baby. I will sing to you on the way home. Pacifica!
325 Music House.
And y'all know what time it is, though. I really don't like to drop shit like this, sir. I like to keep shit cool and kosher. You dig? But look. They said some bitch niggas out there. But bitch niggas, you had to once be a real nigga before you became a bitch nigga. Get back to
these
it.
Niggas be acting like a bitch fool.
Only time will tell. Just know that earth is a part of the hell.
The same thing that a bitch do.
It's whatever they wanna be. They blindfold you so you can't see.
These niggas be acting like a bitch fool.
No support, no love. When you eat, everybody wanna grow.
The same thing that a bitch do.
Watch your closest homie singing your mind playing tricks on me. I ain't calling you a bitch cause I know that you a bitch. I be calling you a bitch cause you known to be a snitch. If another team moves, then my niggas gon' blitz. See a falcon in the sky, I'ma hit it, Mike Vick. You can give me 5 minutes, I be done like grits. I don't think you wanna do a suicide slit wrist. If I'm talking out my ass, you be banging my shit. My niggas taking shots, I remain unhit. Television tripping, bet you think it's just a glitch. But little did you know this is an orchestrated hit. Charcoal in the fire, get the mixing in the pit. Action, get the popping, you can watch it like a flick. Eight ball headed to the corner side pocket. I'm up in the sky and the astronauts rocket. For my real niggas, gotta stay true. If a fake nigga feel me, it's another breakthrough.
These niggas be acting like a nigga.
Only time will tell. Just know that earth is a part of the hell.
The same thing that a bitch do.
It's whatever they wanna be. They blindfold you so you can't see.
These niggas be acting like a bitch fool.
No support, no love. When you eat, everybody wanna grow.
The same thing that a bitch do.
Watch your closest homie singing your mind playing tricks on me. You can feel a nigga heat moving slow like it's lava. Haters read about him like a website blogger. Knock him out the park, home run, he's a Dodger. He can get his own, but they just wanna rob ya. Say they bout their niggas, but he just wanna flodge. Headlights on you in the dark camouflage. Nail in the coffin with a black hammer rod. Last look stream saved to my fucking iPod. Think your homeboy girl cause a nigga locked up. And when he get released, you like Dago my bruh. I'ma keep it real, don't wanna mislead ya. A long handle spoon I'ma use when I feed ya. Believe me, we got a lot of haters at large. Look at who you deal with when you play your cards. Look at who you chill with on that boulevard. Get you all in your feelings, slipping off
these niggas.
Bitch,
like
nigga.
Bitch,
only time will tell. Just know that earth is a part of the hell.
The same thing that a bitch do.
It's whatever they wanna be. They blindfold you so you can't see.
These niggas be acting like a bitch fool.
No support, no love. When you eat, everybody wanna grow.
The same thing that a bitch do.
Watch your closest homie singing your mind playing tricks on me. Some people say they real, but they talk behind your back. Tell you anything, get you far from the facts. Everything that he speak, not true, he's a rat. Eyes open, see the snake squeezing all through the crack. Shed so many tears for niggas in every prison. I can see the dead walking upon the living. I don't wanna hear about he said this, never said to my face then. He ain't say shit, rubber crab on his stomach, watch that nigga fall asleep. Woke up from a dream, a vision of his defeat. I am feeling good, I'm on Pleasure Island. Heat like a desert if you motherfuckers prowling. City boy fire, burn like smoke wood. Ashes to ashes, firm that I stood. Straight up in the paint, true is what you ain't. Catch him in the club, dropping pills in your drink.
These niggas be acting like
nigga.
A bitch fool.
Only time will tell, just know that earth is a part of the hell.
The same thing that a bitch do.
It's whatever they wanna be, they blindfold you so you can't see.
These niggas be acting like a bitch fool.
No support, no love. When you eat, everybody wanna grow.
The same thing that a bitch do.
Watch your closest homie singing your mind playing tricks on me.
Nigga, I'm a beat,
That's what's up. We back. We back, baby.
Uh-huh.
We back.
Okay.
Back in it.
No,
it's raggedy ass bitch.
You know what I'm saying? You got to say the raggedy and the ass to go with the bitch. You know what I'm saying? For real.
That's what's up. You got to get that right. Right on.
Yeah.
Okay, D-Ham, you got to name that verse for us today?
Oh, shit.
Jay, Nate, what's happening?
Uh-oh.
Man,
down.
Uh-oh. No, I'm here.
God damn.
Okay.
I'm not down. Man, not down.
Present.
I had to go dad stuff right quick. I had to be a daddy right quick, y'all. Y'all got to.
Okay, amen, wrong with it.
I'm back.
Okay.
I'm back, though.
You be a daddy.
Okay,
daddy,
man,
daddy.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, it's your boy D-Ham, man, with the new topic that we got, I don't even know what to call it, man. Name that verse is what we going to say this is right here, y'all.
Right
so
on.
This is how we going to do this. I'm going to say the verse, and then I'm going to give you a multiple choice, and you pick which one you think, which artist. It's not just going to be just a single artist. Might be a group. I'm pretty versatile with music. I don't have just a nigga ear. I have an open ear to everything, so you never know what the fuck I might put on her. So here's my first one for y'all, right here. Hope y'all ready. It could be old school, new school. Here we go. It says, I'm hugging my main squeeze, exchange keys. I left a G and change. See, I be that same nigga, fuck the same around your way. Now, is that A, Mr. Mike, stop lying? B, Spice One, nigga sing the blues. C, Fiend. The street ain't safe. Or D, Miss MC Bree, gotta get mine.
Okay, can you read it again? Cause I read
right.
It again.
Okay.
Right. And rap, don't read it. Rap it like how they rap.
I'm hugging my main squeeze. It's James Keys. Left the G and chain. I ain't no rapper now. Shit.
Right.
I'm going to do it one more time for y'all. I'm hugging my main team. Thank you. I left the team change. Yeah, I be that same nigga. Fuck the same around your waist. I can't say the rant because it's saying who you were in. So I had to cut it off right there.
Okay.
All right.
Because his next words is saying his name. Again, the choices are A, Mr. Mike, stop lying. B, Spice One, nigga sing the blues. C, Sing, the streets ain't safe. Or D, MC Breed, gotta get mine.
I say D.
Mm-hmm.
D.
Who said that?
I'm like D.
I'm going with D.
Who said D?
The guy said D.
Who else said D?
Everybody saying D?
Everybody say DMC Bree gotta get mine, and everybody wrong.
Hey, look, I didn't say D. I said D,
and they said everybody. You didn't dispute that you didn't say D.
I didn't say D.
Everybody.
Hey, I know you gonna say references. We need to be a clip. I could name that verse, man.
I think it's B. I think it's Spice One.
You think it's B, Spice One? You're wrong. It's Mr. Mike, stop lying.
Well, damn.
Don't know
now,
the song.
Hold up.
Listen to the song.
Hold up, D-Ham. Now, you pulled out Mr. Mike. You know good and goddamn well everybody on this line ain't familiar with Mr.
Man,
Mike.
Y'all musically inclined. Y'all are musically inclined, sir. I can go. I mean, Spice One. Look how I mixed it up. You got MC Breeze. I ain't just down south with it. I went all over. You know what I'm saying?
You went all
keep
over.
It versatile, man. I ain't sticking with down here. You know what I'm saying? I ain't just sticking with what I know. You know, I know a lot of music. You know what I'm saying? This ain't
all
okay.
I know, man.
Okay, I'm gonna do another one for y'all. I got one more.
No, please don't.
Let's see.
I got one more.
We done picked everything.
Okay.
Now, I'm just saying, y'all ready for this next
one? Yeah, we're ready.
Okay. Okay, now this is a known artist. Y'all should know this artist.
Okay.
Let's see. He says, let's create the vibe. I ain't going to say, I'm going to read this, y'all. I'm not going to be trying to figure out. Let's create the vibe. Let's not take our time. Let's spray the Trump Tower. Letters, you and I. Is that A, Rick Ross, Tears of Joy? B, J. Cole, Crooked Smile? C, Wale, Black Bonnie? D, Miguel, featuring Kendrick Lamar? How many drinks?
It is Black Bonnie. That? That's my song. By Wale. It is Black Bonnie. That is my song.
You choose Wale, Black Bonnie.
Everybody else? I'm betting on her.
I don't know.
I ain't gonna lie.
She said that's her song.
She got it right.
She know it. I told. That's what I'm saying. See? See what I'm saying?
That's my boy, Wale. Yeah, that's my
shirt. See what I'm saying? I'm musically inclined, man. I'm not going to stick to one person. Like, I'm not going to. I ain't supposed to do who y'all know. Why would I do make it back easy? That's the whole
thing.
Right?
For this segment next time,
DJ Sergeant Rock, you a DJ.
Take off the song and speed
up. Hey, man. Hey, man, look.
You're a DJ.
I got a million point five hundred thousand songs in my head, and Mr. Mike ain't one of them. I just couldn't pull it out. I'm sorry.
I'm familiar with Mr. Mike.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm from the South. I'm familiar with Mr. Mike because I'm from the South. But you know, to say I know.
What group was Mr. Mike with?
He was with Player Circle.
Oh, there you go. I'm finna say, boy, I'm finna take a DJ card from you. Couldn't tell me
what
that.
What you mean? She was with the Player Circle. Hold up, BM. Now, what made up the Player Circle? Mr. Mike and who?
That means that I ain't music in class. I mean, I'm music in class. I know who I'm saying. A-Ball, MJG, them part of players, man. I know I'm part of these people, man. Yeah. It's a whole group. It's more than just three or four people, man. It's groups a part of Player Circle.
Right. Right.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
I know.
But it was Mr.
That's
Mike and Thorough.
That was fun.
Who?
That was
Mr. Mike and Thorough.
I thought it was called South Circle, the group.
Yeah, South Circle.
Right.
Yeah, it's a South, but it's a Player Circle too, though.
Now, the Player Circle, that's the group I think from the West Coast.
That's the group I think from the West Coast. Let the brother go, man. It's his first segment of the show, and he's still getting the bread.
Let him do his thing, man.
He's still working it out.
I didn't do it to your liking, the guy.
I'm trying to save you, my nigga.
Every time I'm trying to save you. You can't save me, my nigga. Who are you to save me? Nobody.
Then you don't know who the fuck the fuck the player circle was.
I know you don't.
You don't
know
who the fuck they was.
I love you. I know who the group is. Just because I don't want to say who they is, nigga, don't mean who is he? Do you know? Do you know?
Hell no. I don't know none of this shit.
Man, all we know, you ain't got no draw.
Hey. This is like that I don't got draws on. I ain't never had a nigga comment about me not wearing draws.
Hold up.
Yeah, I ain't never had a nigga comment about me not wearing draws or being naked. I ain't never talked about another nigga being naked.
You shouldn't have made the comment then. Don't nobody need to give a fuck if you don't wear draws, my nigga. You the one put that out here.
Stay putting it out here, nigga.
We got to...
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I got the horses in the bag, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the boots black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Riding on a tractor, lean all in my butt. Cheated on my baby, you can go and ask. My life is a movie, bull riding and booze. Cowboy hat from Gucci. Wrangler on my booty. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me
take my horse to the Old Town Road with me. God damn.
Oh,
I swear for the Lord. Woo. Okay.
I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road.
Like, come on, y'all. Y'all can't be going. Y'all cannot go for this now. God damn.
No.
Oh, shit.
It be like this, man. It get hot at this table, man. I don't know what it is about this round table, man. It gets rough. Okay.
Hey.
It's rough. Okay, Ms. Nat, you had a topic for us?
Well, yes, I did. So,
okay.
I'm going to give my opinion first, and I want y'all to kind of, you know, give me your opinion. But I kind of wanted to know what everybody thought about women pursuing men. You know, we live in a time now where, you know, women are more empowered, I feel like, and they're more prone to go after what they want. But myself personally, I don't believe that women should pursue men at all, and I'm kind of firm on my take with that. But just a quick overview, you know, I come from a old school type of background. I had a great granny that was very old school Christian. She believed in gender roles and all of that. And growing up, you know, she always talked about, you know, a woman's role, per se. And she would always tell me that, you know, women should not pursue men, that men are born to be natural hunters, and, you know, that a woman should wait for a man to come to her, because if you believe in the Bible and if you're a Christian, you know, it says that a man who findeth a wife findeth a good thing, not the opposite. And now, myself personally, you know, I set rules for myself, and I tend to break them depending on how I feel about that man at that point in time. I might break a rule or two. But this one right here, you know, I stand so firm on it because I don't believe that my blessing in a man comes in the form of a man that's sitting at home, you know, chilling on Facebook, waiting for me to come jump in his DM. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really truly believe that if a man wants a woman, that he will come to her, you know. And, you know, I think about whenever we were kids and we're in school and, you know, little boys, even in second, third grade, you know, they're writing little love notes and chasing little girls around, you know, the playground and shit like that, because I feel like that's already instilled in them to be the hunter, you know. And for me, I just don't really feel like if I am to pursue a man, you know, I really don't know how he feels about me. He may just see, oh, well, I think she's cute or whatever. Let me go ahead and roll with it. She's talking about going to dinner. Let me go ahead and get this free fucking meal. You know what I'm saying? But it's just something that I just stand firm on. I just do not believe that women should chase after men. So how do y'all feel about that?
Okay, we're going to start at the top of the board with Snipe. Snipe, what's your thoughts on that?
Oh, man. See, you know, me growing up, you know, I feel I'm a natural hunter. You know what I'm saying? My view is like, shit, as a kid, I was chasing y'all around and trying to get y'all to say like on a piece of paper, you know what I'm saying? From Valentine's Day, and he was trying to do all this crazy stuff as a kid. So, you know what I'm saying? You get older, it's still embedded into me to where, like, shit, I'm the one that's going to go out and try to pursue who I want. My little view is, if you trying to pursue me as a woman, man, I'm thinking like, shit, there's certain things you do is going to be so, I'm going to be like, dang, you pressed. Like, you pressed to try to get me, you doing all this extra shit, you know what I mean? But still, I don't think that's the way to go as far as me, you know what I'm saying? Now, it's 2019, all this crazy shit goes on to where who knows what the fuck, how this shit going, you feel what I'm saying? But my old view, I got the old school views in me and everything, man. So I think I'm not letting no woman pursue me like that. Nah, I got to be that one.
Okay. All right. DJ Sergeant Rock.
All right. This is how I feel about it. I think men and women are to stop being so goddamn scared. You know what I'm saying? Because the thing of it is, men are not prepared to handle rejection. There are some women out there that can't handle rejection. So if you're going after the one you want and you pursuing this motherfucker, but they ain't giving you no rhythm, then what do? You know what I'm saying? So I think men and women need to stop being so goddamn scared and just come out and say, look, motherfucker, I want you. You know what I'm saying? Shit, let's do this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like people are so scared to let their true feelings show. You know what I'm saying? If I want, okay, let's say Miss Knack, for instance. If I wanted Miss Knack, I'm not going to be scared. I'm going to shoot my shot. You know what I'm saying? If I get shot down, oh, well. You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of men out there that can't handle rejection. And on the pursuant part, you know what I'm saying? It depends on how a person pursues you. You know what I'm saying? Because just because a person is pursuing upon you, that doesn't mean that they're really pursuing you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, I mean, that's just real. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think everybody need to stop being so goddamn scary. Come out and say what you mean and mean what you say. You know what I'm saying? Look, hey, let's do this. You know what I'm saying? I want you. I like you. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm in love with you. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know what this new shit is. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what these new guys be doing. You know what I'm saying? But me personally, if a woman was to pursue me, because there's one pursuing me right now, you know what I'm saying? She just knows that there's certain boundaries that I'm not going to cross. You know what I'm saying? And that's real, you know what I'm saying? I'm not crossing, you know, these border lines. And if you cross these lines, I got to let you go. You know what I'm saying? And that's just real.
That's rare.
Okay. That's what's up. All right, the guy, hey, Ruth.
With me, it's like it's a couple of different levels, man. You know what I mean? It's like women, y'all don't understand how hard it is for a dude, like even in junior high school, to walk all the way across that gym. Be talking about let's dance, you know, to walk across the club, be like, hey, let's dance, to step up to you at the bar, like, can I buy you a drink? Like, and at the same time, man, it's like this new Me Too shit. It's like, man, a nigga don't even know what to say no more. Because it's like, man, now everything is like touchy-feely. They going to press charges on a nigga, man. Nigga name going to get dragged to the Twitterverse. You all kind
right.
of crazy shit. At the same time, if I see something I like, I'm going to go at it.
Right.
But I might be looking left, and you might be to the right. So if you see me and you like me, call for something. Give my attention. You know what I mean? It's like, that's not
right.
pursuing me. That's just right. acknowledging me, allowing me to know that you're available and shit.
Yeah.
I might see you and you looking like, like, you know, you walking around with your head in your bag like you got a man. Like, look, I'm just came to shop, back home to my man. Feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Cause I ain't them old push up on you where your man at ass type of niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's just what it is. I mean, it's both people. It's like it's a different thing, man. You know what I mean? It's like if I'm chasing you, look back. Let me know that you know you see me back here. It's cool for me to keep. Cause once you walk
right.
4-5 steps and don't look back, like I ain't paying you. I'ma stop and then don't be mad talking about I ain't do that. And for you quoting like your grandma, but that's a good thing. But let me explain something about that old school shit. That old school shit, a nigga had to stand outside a bra window, come
yeah.
to the house 4 or 5
sing
times,
on the
come to a job, doing all kind of shit. That's called stalking now. You know what I'm saying? You go to jail for that. You know, you ask a
right.
woman, back then, if a woman say maybe another time, it wasn't the curve. She meant another time. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Now that's just the curve, like maybe another time, like never. You know, so
yeah,
it's like
yeah.
it's a cold thing. And then women be talking like you use the Facebook, waiting on me to get in your DM. Well, shit, a nigga been sitting over there on red in your shit for like 10 years. You won't respond
right.
to a motherfucker, or you sitting over there on hold in the queue. Waiting for a motherfucker
right.
to like acknowledge, accept your message request. You
right.
know what I mean? It's
right.
like it's y'all make it hard. Y'all make it hard, and then y'all take shit the wrong way. Every time a nigga ain't pursuing you, sometimes a nigga just liking the picture. That's all, just liking the
right.
picture. You know,
right.
he ain't really trying to flirt or nothing. Nigga just liked the
right.
picture. Looking good.
Right.
May just have been a thumbs up looking good, not a like, oh,
right.
you're looking good. You know? So, I mean,
right.
it go both ways. You feel me? It's like, man, the whole thing about it is this. The gazelle is out there with his tail up in the air, man, in the jungle, and the lion see it, and he going after that. That's the hunt. They both know they roll. But when it comes to human beings, it's like, man, you know, women do things to let a man know she available. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know if grandma passed away, but if you know an older woman, she'll tell you that where the beauty shops and shit came from. That's where perfume came from.
Mm-hmm.
The loud color clothes, all the millions of thousands of hairstyles y'all have been through over the years. That's where tight jeans come from. So all that
right.
shit come from. That's all part of pursuing a man in a woman's way of pursuing a man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you feel.
Right.
How many times you don't want
okay.
to the gas station with that buff nigga that you like work at and shit. You know what I'm saying? Hoping that nigga pump your gas. That shit like 50 cent more a gallon.
Yeah.
Hey, so
I
you know, shit. You go to the next Family Dollar. So
okay,
I'm not
yeah,
just me. It's like I think it's both ways.
Everybody hit it. So we like at our minute mark, and I want to give everybody a chance to give their information. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not going to ask a man to marry me, but I'm not going to sit over there and just be looking at him. I'm not going to just, you know, if he look good to me walking past, he going to know it because I'm going to do something. I'm going to say something.
Right.
I'm going to turn around 2-3 times, you know, so I'm going to do something.
Right.
So he going to know.
Right.
Right. Okay, right. All right. Let's see. DJ Sergeant Rock, shoot out the information, please.
All right. If you want to get at me, you know what I'm saying, get at me on Facebook, you know what I'm talking about, Anthony DJ Sergeant Rock Hale, that's H-A-L-E. And for all my Instagram hardheads out there, you can get at me at DJ Sergeant Rock _workshop. And don't forget, you know what I'm saying, please go check out that brand new slamming mixtape that I just dropped,
yes.
Audio Orgasm, exclusively
yes.
at TakeSauce.com. Yes. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to miss out on your chance. It's your chance to get some booty. You know what I'm saying? So don't miss out on your chance. Don't miss out on your chance. Go cop that mixtape right now. DJ Sergeant Rock signing off from the underground, 7,000 feet up under the ground. You're under the trill.
That's what I'm talking about. It's nice. That blog talk tells us we're going over time. We got to get on out the door, y'all. We got to get up out of here. Shoot your information right
we
quick,
got,
please.
Hey, Snipe on the Beat, man. Instagram, you know, the rest is just Google. Right? I ain't telling y'all no more, all right?
That's what's happening.
Well, damn. All
right, you can follow me at TweetyBird334 on everything. You got, hey, Rue, you got the Twitter set up yet?
Nah, yeah. HERKHUTIREVORN. Hey, Rue,
oh,
Cootie was born. That's what it is.
Hey, all right, we out this raglass.
All right,
find
a girl.
Trill.